Welcome to this podcast. The role of the CFO, the Chief Financial Officer, is one that is continuing to evolve. The pandemic has reinforced the importance of the role for many organisations. It's reinforced the breadth, the contribution that these individuals are being asked to play, and is the subject of an ACCA and IMA report, The CFO of the Future. And with me are two contributors to the report to discuss some of the highlights. My name is Clive Webb and I'm a Senior Insights Manager at ACCA, and I'm pleased today to be joined by two guests. Helen Morgan is the CFO of Character.com, based in the UK, and an ACCA panel member, and has acted recently as a portfolio CFO for several organisations. And I'm also joined by Brendan Sheehan. Brendan is an ACCA Global Council member and chair of the Audit Committee. And in his day job, he is a business transformation and change agility expert, helping organisations develop the skills and resources they need to manage change in a time of constant disruption. So welcome to you both.
Thank you, Clive.
So Helen, if I can perhaps start with you, what do you consider the role of the CFO now to include?
Thanks, Clive. So the CFO, I'd say, has become more of an umbrella role. I think it's become broad in its remit and responsibilities now. The CFO, it has to lead and implement the organisation in terms of things more, you know, than just financial. I'd say, you know, in this digital transformation and corporate governance strategies. However, you know, it never takes away from its kind of its core responsibility of being a safeguarder of the assets.
And I think that core responsibility, I think, comes through very strongly in the report, doesn't it? Of yes, it's a far broader role now, but actually you can't forget that the core bit that we traditionally associate with the CFO. And is that something you concur with, Brendan?
Oh, for sure, yeah. I think one of the other reports ACC has done over the last few years was on the idea of risk being a provider of opportunity. And I think that really sort of sums up the CFO's role. It's about bringing that balance to the risk and opportunity challenge. I think, you know, there's an old boss of mine many years ago said, look, there'll always be work for accountants. It just depends on where the economy is going. Yet you wear a different color suit. You know, in the good times you wear a navy sharp suit, and you're in the bad times you're wearing a brown suit with a little bit worn at the seams. But you still have that responsibility for financial stewardship and making sure that the organization is on the straight and narrow.
So how do the two of you see the pandemic reinforcing the change in this role? Because we hear a lot about scenario modeling becoming very much the fore, agile organizations. In what you've both seen, has the pandemic really reinforced the importance of the CFO role?
I'd say definitely yes. You know, it's required a more fast and reactive approach. You know, the sort of the CFO report looks at forward insights, and we're always looking at planning, you know, execution of new products, things like that. However, the pandemic has come and it's created a bit of a on-the-spot decision-making, knee-jerk reactions that kind of we have to then kind of plan for the here and now. You know, the CFO has been put under a lot of pressure, certainly in certain aspects, mainly in, you know, cash flow, liquidity. Certainly I've noticed in supply chain management. And one thing that we kind of sometimes we forget about is, you know, sort of the emotional intelligence that we need. So the well-being of our employees. So we kind of look at the stewardship, safeguarding of assets, forward thinking. But actually we are managers and leaders of business and organizations as well. And I think the well-being has certainly come into play and something that we have to focus on.
And Brendan?
Yeah, I think a bit like the GFC, accountants have sort of come to the fore in a time of crisis when they're called on and have met the challenge head on. And I think anybody that I've spoken to in finance roles around Australia and New Zealand have all sort of expressed that they've, you know, their roles are safe. They've been working harder. They've been working, you know, 10, 11 hour days, but they've got the job done. And I think it comes down to that idea that people are looking for an element of confidence in, you know, decisions that they're making and where they go. And the numbers tell the story always. And if accountants have been able to provide that trust and confidence around interpreting what's happening, And I think they've been successful in it. And obviously it's the CFO that's driving those business level decisions or business level conversations. So yeah, it's definitely seen accountants come to the fore, and I think now's the opportunity to do something with that and to don't pass up the opportunity for staying in that position.
Mm. So we're seeing a broader role developing and very much reinforced by the pandemic, with that judicial safeguarding role still very much at its core. And in the report, we consider six hypotheses about the future of the role. Those relate to stakeholder focus, engagement in the business strategy, the difference between organizations focusing on cost and growth, and the implications for a wider view of performance, which is something that Helen touched on a moment ago, rather than just that pure financial lens, becoming more forward focused as a result, and really the right hand of the CFO and the CEO and the CEO role really becoming the next step in the career ladder. Does that resonate with the two of you? And I'll start with Helen first, I think, as to that's now very much the characteristic of the CFO and how the CFO role is developing.
Yes, Clive, I'd say that, in regards to the hypothesis, the two that resonate with me at the moment in the current climate are forward insights and growth optimization. I mean, we're kind of in a sort of a panic mode where we think about cost cutting, cost control, and that whole historic traditional approach. However, there are opportunities now, in the current climate for the next potential opportunity. And I think that's where CFOs need to go. You need to think about what your next merger, acquisition, your new products are. The landscape at the moment is allowing for this. And I think a lot of people are thinking about historic cost control and thinking along those lines. Whereas actually, as a CFO, if you kind of look forward and kind of look for those new opportunities, it's surprising in a pandemic, but actually it does allow for that. And also, they kind of bring an economy of scale then. If you kind of bring on new products, different things like that, you get that historic and traditional approach that kind of follows through on it.
One thing I think you brought in very nicely there, Helen, was the sense that the CFO role, it in fact has to be forward-looking and opportunistic and strategic.
Yeah.
And the really good CFOs are always looking for the next opportunity to support the business growth. And that's really the key addition, isn't it, beyond that traditional stewardship view.
Yeah, and I think it's very difficult for the CFOs to think like that at the moment. As we said before, there's a lot of pressure on CFOs, for the here and now, but actually forward thinking and the growth opportunities for an organization can take it into the long term.
Mm. And to some extent that long term's not stability, because I don't think anything we can call at the moment is stable, but that long term view of where opportunities lie, it is one to start thinking about, isn't it? Because not everything is crisis management can ever succeed. You do need to start thinking about where the new realities take you.
Yeah, and I think it gives confidence as well within the organisation that people get on board with you if you can forward think.
And I think, Brenda, take your view of those hypotheses. That really is about this leadership role, isn't it? And being one of the key focuses in the organisation of this is the drive and direction and this is where we're going, and the importance of that to the CFO.
Yeah, I think, looking at the six hypothesis, there's and coming out of the round tables that we had here, certainly in Australia, there's the feeling that look, we're across all of those. It's an evolution. It's been happening for a number of years along these hypotheses. The evolution has been developing, maybe some more than others, but now the CFO is very definitely a business leader. That brings with it responsibility to work with the other leaders in the business. And I think bringing that, if they want to be something like, I think it's mentioned in the report somewhere, a bit like the chief performance officer, that sort of idea, they really need to be working with the other C-level executives in a way that's utilizing all of their skills and helping them to collectively drive change and drive change in a sustainable way. And I think, the idea that the CFO sort of next career progression is CFO, or sorry, the next career progression for a CFO is the CEO. I think that's challenging for what I was talking about earlier on, because I think the role of a CFO within an executive function is to be the pragmatic, certainly have risk as an element of their makeup and not be so exuberant. Now, that's not to say they can't be focused on growth. It's important. And as I said earlier on, opportunity comes from a risk managed approach. So it's about getting that balance right and not try to be like everybody else on the risk taking side, because then you get unbalanced and that leads to problems like the likes of Enron and other financial disasters that we've seen in the past. So the CFO's role is really important, and it is that mainstay of that core responsibility that's there. I think the other thing around the hypothesis that jumped out at me is that the integrated report is a beacon that CFOs should be latching to and should be driving within their organizations to try and really bring that executive suite together around that. It's not just about sustainability. It's about integrated thinking. It's about getting people with different mindsets working on the same problem in different ways and bringing that multiplicity of thought to a problem. And that's where the opportunity comes from. That's where the uniqueness of the solution comes out, and they can offer that to their customers or internally to their employees or externally to other stakeholders like investors. So I think it's growth, but sustainable growth. Mm. And that context of integrated thinking for me is a real opportunity for accountants and CFOs particularly to jump into.
And you referred there, Brendan, to the round tables that form the backbone of this. And one of the thoughts that really came out in that was even the definition of the stakeholder is moving dramatically. Because as you said, if you view those six capitals and then you think about guardianship as the performance officer, actually your stakeholder group is vastly different now. And it's very much expanded role, even of that traditional part of the CFO area.
Yeah, and I think... you know, the accounting profession and ACCA in particular would be advocating that your stakeholders go beyond employees and capital providers to society and the public. And public trust is very much at the core of, you know, the accounting profession. And you know, then take that beyond that into our responsibility and obligation to look after the planet on which we all live. But more importantly, the impact that your organization is having on the environment in which it operates and that it does it in a sustainable way so that you're not building businesses to, you know, beat the next quarter's results, that you're actually building a business that's going to last for 100 years. That's the goal.
And Helen, does that resonate with you? And also, therefore, what do you see as the implications for the skill sets that CFO needs to be relevant going forwards?
Well, I think a lot of it is now down to sort of communication, as Brendan touched on. You know, there's a lot around social responsibility and especially environmental responsibility at the moment. You know, the CFO has to display good ethical sort of core policies and kind of communicate them. And it's not just to stakeholders through, you know, the annual accounts or the reporting. It's also through the organization. So everyone adopts, you know, those ethical standards as well. And I think in the current environment, you know, communication and leadership is really key. There's, you know, a hybrid of working from home and the office. And the CFO really needs to make sure that it kind of in that broad umbrella role, it keeps everyone talking and everyone together. And, you know, especially the finance department as well, which is when I think, you know, there's a high degree of emotional intelligence required as well. So it can kind of, it can still influence all levels, really, no matter whether it's digitally or face to face. You know, we've kind of got to work in a very agile and flexible way now.
It is a role that needs a great degree of interpersonal skill, of leadership, of storytelling, as well as a very strong core of ethical technical competence. But that technical competence, frankly, reflected across the range of capitals rather than just the pure financial capital, if you like. Does that make sense to you, Brendan?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's bringing the financial lens to all of the capitals, and like financials are the language of business. It's the common language that when you break it down, you can sort of describe what's going on. So whether it's across intellectual capital or any of the other capitals, so it is that you've touched off it there in terms of the skills that CFOs need to develop. It's the storytelling and consulting sort of approach to how they operate, rather than being a provider of numbers, rather than sort of being that back office bean counter of the past. It's really about being able to challenge other aspects of an organization's thinking and using the numbers to back it up, rather than using the numbers as the leading thing. It's using the numbers as the quantitative backup to your story.
So if we're talking, and one of the things the report is trying to get people to think about how we develop the next cadre of CFOs, because the role is different and obviously people aspire into the role, what would be the best ways to start developing those skills, Helen? And what should people who aspire to become CFOs start to do to get themselves on the track to their aspiration, if you like?
I think some of it, Clive, to be honest, will depend on, you know, your environment and those around you. You know, have you got good coaches, mentors, that type of thing? I think a lot of the skills required for the CFO role will become through experience or kind of learning from others. But I think there's a real big element of putting yourself out there as well, you know, rolling up your sleeves, being bold, not afraid to voice your opinions and ask to do things. I think it's the one that comes forward and is seen above others that will kind of get you there. You know, there's always things that can enhance in terms of CPD and qualifications. You know, there's MBAs and all sort of a range of things that you can do in terms of a qualification. Actually, it's the experience and being bold, I think, that will help you get there, but also kind of getting some good mentors around you as well.
Brendan, there was a comment in the report where somebody highlighted that the fact that out of all the CVs she saw, only about 10% of them actually came up to the mark. Does that surprise you? And reflect on what Helen said about you need to gain that broad experience. What would be your tips for people who aspire to be CFOs?
Yeah, I think it's a bit like Helen was saying, it's different circumstances in different situations. There's many roles that are called CFO that are sort of not quite CFO roles. I don't know what the CVs were that they were reviewing, but people who have come from those roles maybe had a bit more breadth to add to their skill set to be able to compete against all the criteria. But I think what Helen is saying for me, it's when you reach a certain level at an executive level, whether it's a small business or a larger corporate, I think the thing that sets people apart are those people who take opportunities that are handed to them. Any of the people that I've spoken to who I would consider to be successful in their roles, they always tell that story about, you know, one time when there was something happened, there was an acquisition and they needed somebody to go over to Hong Kong and sort it out. And they did it. You know, they just say, yep, I'll do it. And they just took it on and they got it done. And I think that sets really high performers apart. I think the bit, just to back up what Helen's saying as well on that, if you're going to do that, one of the best skills that you can have is the ability to delegate effectively. So you need to hire people under you who are hungry as well and are willing to take on the bits of work that you can hand off as a CFO and yet still keep yourself in that sort of prime position to drive the change, whatever it is that might be happening. So I think that for me is the how you learn the skills is by throwing yourself into them when they're offered to you, for sure. But even creating your own opportunities to get in there. I think one of the big opportunities for CFOs is in the data. Who owns the data in an organization? That seems to be a real gap for me in what I'm seeing out there. That it's not just about the information. It's actually making sure that the data underneath it is sound, and it needs somebody with the CFO mindset to own that. So I think creating and finding those opportunities, taking it on, getting stuff done, delegating effectively down to people, and then that last bit, just hiring the right type of people. They're the core skills. Obviously, the ones that you can't go past your trust and your ethics and your traditional sort of CFO roles as well. But I think taking it on, delegating effectively, hiring the right people.
And Helen, maybe an unfair question, but as a CFO yourself, what do you find is the most rewarding aspect of the role?
I would say watching people grow as well within your team. As Brendan said, you know, hiring the right people. I think the best thing I see is where someone wants to get on and to study and to make something, you know, get better and try things. So I'd say that it's definitely watching people grow, but then also being a support to my CEO and, you know, being kind of their critical friend and the person that they can talk to and kind of moving the business forward with them. It's very exciting.
Well, thank you both. Just to wrap us up, and we could keep talking for a long time, I suspect, about this, but to wrap us up, one key thought for those listening to this podcast about the CFO role and the future of the role. Brendan, shall I start with you?
Sure, thanks. Look, I think we're going through a period of massive disruption and change in the world. It's not just about technology anymore. There's also global pandemics, obviously, on the go at the moment. But, you know, business models are changing, geopolitical situations uncertain. So there's a huge opportunity for CFOs to take a really leading position, not just in their own organizations, but actually to use something like integrated reporting in the six capitals to start to, you know, impact the society that we're going to live in the future. So I would say take those opportunities, create those opportunities that get you more involved with people on the executive table, start to learn those skills from other executives and start working in that direction towards a higher purpose.
And I should just say, if you want to explore the thoughts about using the six capitals, the ACCA PwC report, Finance Insights Reimagined, goes into that in quite some detail. Helen, your one key message.
I say that, you know, CFOs of the future, as Brendan said, you know, in the way things have changed in the world around us, you know, things are different. We have to be agile and very responsive. You know, it's really important for us to consider business continuity and how we're going to take that business forward in the new normal, the new world. You know, we have to be very forward thinkers, but never forget to take your team with you. They are a crutch for you. They are a support for you, your organization. Don't forget to kind of reach out and communicate, whatever means that may be at the moment, so virtually, face to face, whatever it is, but don't forget to take them with you.
Brilliant. Thank you both for your thoughts today, and thank you for the very enlightening thoughts you've given us. I hope that you found this session useful. If you want to read the full report or access any of the abstracts of the report, then please visit either the ACCA or IMA websites or download the ACCA Professional Insights app. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.